Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we listen to Parker White, founder of the Backpack Beginnings Program of Guilford County. In 2010, Parker partnered with Second Harvest Food Bank to establish the program, which sends home backpacks stocked with a weekend supply of food to 152 children at five schools in Guilford County. Today, Parker shares her personal motivation for becoming involved.
When I moved from Washington, D.C. down to Greensboro, North Carolina, I had a seven-month-old daughter, and after having her, just my whole life changed, and I realized I wanted to do something to help children. I would look at her just lying there and realize that her whole life depended on me, and what if I couldn't provide for her? I couldn't imagine if she went hungry or needed something that I didn't have the money to provide her with. So I'd heard of the backpack program and other backpack programs around the country and thought that, well, of course Guilford County had to have one. I'm sure, you know, we're a big enough county and large enough city that there's already a program like this in place. But I thought I would just call Guilford County Schools and find out if that indeed was the case. And they said, while some people do help and send backpacks home, that there wasn't an organized program in place, and they suggested I call Second Harvest Food Bank because they knew of the good work Second Harvest was doing. So I immediately reached out to Second Harvest and said that I was interested in bringing the backpack program to Guilford County, and they were thrilled and definitely wanted to get on board to make that happen. There was a recent statistic that came out saying that Greensboro and High Point were ranked fourth nationally for the amount of people who said that they did not have enough food or money to purchase food. I think that just blew people away, with Winston-Salem being third. I don't think a lot of people thought the problem was right in their backyard. I think they thought another state, another country, you know, but not right here. So once you've made people aware that of how many hungry children there are out there, they definitely want to jump on board and help. They didn't even think about that once children leave on Fridays, they receive their last meal on a Friday lunch at school, that they potentially are receiving little to no food until Monday morning. There's a statistic out there that says if a child doesn't eat from Friday lunch till Monday morning, it takes their body 2.5 days to catch up from the lack of food. So I think this issue is larger than just hunger. It's, you know, an education issue, because if their body is trying to catch up, they're not retaining what they learn until 2.5 days later after returning to school. So they're not learning again until Wednesday afternoon. So it's not only a hunger issue, but a education issue, and then down the road, a job readiness and job placement issue. So I think we need to also think about the issues beyond just that a child is hungry this weekend. How is it affecting their lifestyle? How is it affecting their education? How is it affecting, you know, what they're going to be in our society down the road?
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.